Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
There's some stories so big, so profoundly disturbing, that if they were to ever get out, they could warp the psychology of entire populations. Stories with such profound implications, they could literally alter the day-to-day perception of reality of groups of people, most specifically, the American people. A story just like that broke on September 20th, a bombshell of nuclear proportions, because an astonishing thing happened. Andrew Huff, the vice president of Echo Health Alliance, sent a signed confession to every member of Congress. He did it. They did it. They created COVID. Not a COVID virus. The COVID virus. The one that killed millions worldwide. They created it at the Wuhan lab. They did it on purpose. They did it for the U.S. government, with the full knowledge of the U.S. government. From the NIAID to the Pentagon, they did it with a shocking $39 million in Pentagon money. Echo Health Alliance created this deadly disease and many others. Some of the viruses at the Wuhan lab where they were working, spending your tax dollars, had a kill rate of 50%. They're still there at the lab. Bottom line, this information, if the world came to understand it, know it, and believe it, never mind the American people, could make us a pariah nation. We killed millions. Now, does it make sense to you why The Atlantic, which is sponsored by Pfizer, by the way, just published that article, "Let's Declare a Pandemic Amnesty. Let's just stop talking about COVID." And, well, nobody knew what they were doing anyway. Hey, look over there, a squirrel. This is what they don't want to talk about. And if they lose the election, they'll have to. And what they really don't want to talk about is the fact that Hunter Biden, bagman, not just for his father Joe, but also for the Democrat Party and its dirty deeds, was the first funder of the only private company allowed to do work at the Wuhan lab. So, and everyone forgets this, the funny thing is that John Kerry should be as much of a pariah for corruption as Joe Biden. It was his stepson running Rosemont Seneca with Hunter Biden. They funded Metabiota. Metabiota, the only private company that did research at the Wuhan lab, the very lab that would play an incredible role in the release of COVID, which would ultimately help Hunter's dad clinch the presidency, wrecking Trump's economy. What are the odds that that's one of the first companies Rosemont Seneca gives startup funding to? I mean, you can't make this up. And it wasn't an accident. Huff, the number two in charge at Echo Health Alliance, says they always intended to create a killer spike protein disease that would kill millions. In fact, they told Fauci that, and the NIAID, which ultimately funded their research, in the proposal. Bottom line, he said, we proposed creating SARS-CoV-2, that's COVID-19 as you know it. We did it. Fauci knew it and funded us anyway. We killed all those people. He wrote the statement down, swore to it under oath, under penalty of perjury, and then his lawyer mailed it to every member of Congress. Again, this broke September 20th. It's the 2nd of November, and not a word. It's as if Congress doesn't know. Oh, and here's the other problem. NIAID wasn't the most important agency to run money through Echo Health Alliance. Now the Pentagon did it too, $39 million. They would have had to have known as well. Huff's lawyer, Thomas Renz, couldn't have been clearer. Quote, Anthony Fauci funded the creation of SARS-CoV-2 and lied to Congress about funding gain-of-function work. Anthony Fauci and others coordinated to cover up the funding of gain-of-function work that resulted in SARS-CoV-2. Congress knows. And yet there's been no outrage, no comment, no committee investigation, nothing. The Democrats know. The Democrat leadership knows. Everybody knows. Foreign governments know we killed their people, millions of them. This should have been a bombshell on a generational level. Every member of Congress has this signed, swore to, under oath, and no reaction. Why? On the GOP side, it kind of makes sense. They don't want to detract from their message right now because they're winning. But what about the Democrat side? What do foreign governments think? Their intelligence agencies think? And here's the really weird thing. Read the entire letter by Huff. And there's something he's silent on, given that he was the number two in charge of Echo Health Alliance. You think it'd be the most important thing he'd bring up. How'd he get out? Nope, no details there. He's completely silent on the issue. How did it get out? Within 10 days after those letters hitting Congress, the GOP announced there'd be COVID hearings, extensive, exhaustive COVID hearings, not just in the Senate, but in the House too, if they want.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
By September 20th, the polls had already begun to turn, and you could clearly see the GOP would take over Congress. Don't feel bad for Dr. Andrew Huff. He's covering his rear end. He's getting hauled before Congress no matter what. He's just getting out ahead of it. He clearly doesn't want to be the fall guy. But here's the thing. The world, the country, is going to have to deal with this after the election. Why? Because Huff has a book coming out from Simon & Schuster called The Truth About Wuhan. It won't break till December 6th, and then the world may break open. Here's the first paragraph of the write-up by Simon & Schuster about this book that's coming out. The day that Andrew G. Huff left his senior scientist and vice president role at Echo Health Alliance was one of the happiest days of his life due to the corruption he witnessed at the organization. That hints at something more than an accidental release, doesn't it? However, he never thought working there would be of any great consequence to the future. He was wrong, because as an Echo Health Alliance insider, Dr. Huff had had a ringside seat to one of the biggest cover-ups in history. Folks, I've told you for a long time that my fear, I can't prove it, but my fear is that the Pentagon deliberately went to war with the American people here on the side of the Chinese. This lab was a Chinese military bioweapons lab. They didn't have this technology. We gave it to them. And we gave it to them after their military leaders swore in speeches they would leapfrog the United States and everyone else and have the world's largest economy using a virus. They would do this in a generation using a virus. And then, damn it, we gave them one. Come on. Can I prove it? No. But what Huff is saying sure sounds a lot like it's going to end up going at least down some of those rabbit holes. Listen to the rest of the Simon & Schuster press release on this book, which again is coming out December 6th. Huff is an expert in the fields of bioterrorism and biowarfare, is a whistleblower, they say, who will show why the reasons the lab leak was covered up are incorrect. He worked on the classified research side of the program as a U.S. government scientist. He knows the real how and why COVID-19 emerged. Besides exposing the conspiracy and cover-up, Huff and Simon & Schuster then make even more explosive claims that Echo Health Alliance was the perfect intelligence collection cover. We gave deadly knowledge to the Chinese that they want to kill us with, could kill us with, to collect into, I don't know. I'm going to have to read the book. And anyway, he goes on and says he'll explain why the United States government engaged in the COVID cover-up and why the United States swapped biotechnology with China and biomedical corporations, and how our government engaged and coordinated in a global cover-up of the COVID-19 origins. Now, listen to who he says did it. He says right here in his press release, the intelligence community orchestrated the cover-up with Dr. Anthony Fauci. Think about this for a minute. What did we learn earlier this week? What are the four big issues that the Department of Homeland Security was censoring? Remember, they have a little portal on Facebook, probably have one on the other social media too, where they could just go in and click on your post and censor it. What was it? Origins of COVID. Folks, this had to have come from the U.S. government. Why else would they bother to censor it? Again, to me, given that all this has been mailed to Congress in a sworn under oath mea culpa confession by the number two at Echo Health Alliance, and you haven't heard a thing about it, it's astonishing. That's how you can tell the biggest stories in our society now. We have such a profoundly dishonest society that if they're not talking about it, if they're censoring it, you not only know it's true, you know it's a big freaking deal, a major scandal. Anyway, we'll end this podcast as I've ended so many in recent years with Peter Daszak, the number one at Echo Health Alliance, telling you again what exactly it was they were doing at Wuhan with your money. And again, ultimately, folks, I think they always intended to use the pandemic to try to grab lockdown powers, create international digital ID, and then never give those powers back. This was the thing that was supposed to lead to international ID, COVID passports, total government power. That's why I think the Pentagon did it, why Fauci did it, why Metabiota did it, why Hunter did it, why they all did it. But we'll see. Here's Peter talking about how he teaches harmless viruses to kill for the U.S. government. Enjoy.
So we sequence the spike protein, the protein that attaches to cells. Then I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work. You create pseudoparticles, you insert the spike proteins from those viruses, see if they bind to human cells. And each step of this, you move closer and closer to, this virus could really become pathogenic in people. And you end up with a small number of viruses that really do look like killers.
Terra Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.